like I can get paid to pray? Like,
yes, this doesn't I'm even... so surprised.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Hello and welcome to our Give, Send, Go Spotlight. We are so excited about today's episode. We have a very special guest on because not only is she a friend of mine, she is also our lead of the department of, for our prayer partners on Give, Send, Go. And so I'd like to introduce today Flo, who is the one who organizes all the people that call and pray for your campaigns. Flo, welcome to Give, Send, Go Spotlight.
Thank you, Heather. It's wonderful to be here.
Yeah, you know, we're really excited. We do spotlights, and a lot of times, most of the time, it's actually for a campaign that's happening on Give, Send, Go, where someone has a story and we're like, hey, let's share about what you're doing, what God's doing in your life through your campaign, get a little news out about your campaign. But we were thinking, we hear so many great stories from our prayer department, people writing back and telling us about how what our prayer partners do, how it means so much, that we thought we should be sharing this stuff so people understand that we're not just a fundraising platform, that when we say our whole mission is to share the hope of Jesus through crowdfunding, that it actually is the best part of our job. So tell us a little bit about what the prayer team is and why we have it.
So the prayer team, really what we do, is we have the campaigns and we read them, we read the situation, we pray, and then we call them and, you know, say, hey, I'm your prayer partner. And I read, you know, what's going on, what you're raising money for, and I would really love to pray with you. You know, we get to talk to dozens, hundreds of people all over the country and now in Canada. And it's just a wonderful blessing. It's such an amazing blessing. Like, I didn't realize how much it would mean to me and what a blessing it would be to me to, you know, just be able to call these people, you know, in their hard times, you know, because there are a few that are, you know, for some happy causes, but for the most part, it's something that, you know, people really want and appreciate prayer for.
Yeah. And so, you know, we started our prayer team over a year ago, I'd say a year and a half or something. And you were actually our first prayer partner. I remember Jacob and I talking about, you know what, we could be calling people and praying. What a great idea. Let's find someone. Yes. And you and I had just started to become friends. We go to church together. And even before knowing you, we were looking for a prayer people. You talked about prayer all the time. Because is prayer important to you, Flo?
It is very important. I love to pray. I pray about everything all through the day. And, you know, just going through my day, it really is more of a conversation, you know, and not just okay, I have 10 minutes. I'm going to sit here and these are the list of things I'm going to pray through. It's a dialogue. It's a conversation. And it just has, you know, meant so much in my life. I feel like every day it means more and more, you know, it's such a blessing.
There's a verse in Psalms that I love to talk about. And it says, because he bends his ear to us, I will pray to him or talk to him, something I'm paraphrasing. Yes. But I love the idea. It's not, I pray to him and he listens. It's like, no, he's already bending his ear to him. And because he does ear to us, and because he does that, I want to talk to him. Like he's waiting, bent down to listen to us. And what a privilege it is to be able to talk to the God of the universe. And we saw that you loved prayer just in your normal everyday life. You love Jesus. And we said, what a great prayer partner this would be. And so we said, hey, Flo, we have this idea. We don't really know what it's going to look like, but this is the basis of what we're thinking. Would you like this job? And you're like, I can get paid to pray. Like,
yes, this doesn't I'm even... so surprised.
How does that even work? It almost feels wrong.
And I even had to pray about it. I was like, Lord, is this okay? Is
this, you know, can I pray for people and get paid for it? And we're like, well, you know, we don't have to pay you for the actual praying. We'll just pay you for the dialing. Right. And so it still works out. But when we recently have done reviews with some of our staff, and I went and I looked, and, you know, a few months ago, you hit your 100th shift. And I thought, wow, last year you had, or in the past year, you've had over 100 shifts. And let's say they're each 3 hours, right? Because that might be 3 to 4 hours, but 3 hours, let's say, that's 300 hours of praying just on Give, Send, Go. That was pretty cool to look at that number and go, wow, you've been praying 300 hours plus just for campaign for strangers that you don't know.
Yeah.
So we started, I remember you and I, you came to my house, we sat down and we said, okay, let's make some prayer phone calls. And we got on the phone and we had no idea how it was going to go. I did the first one because I had to be like the brave, fearless leader. And yeah. I got on the phone call and I got a voicemail. So I left a prayer on the voicemail. And then you said, you know what, I'll just jump in and do it. And I kept saying, you're going to get someone to answer. You're going to get someone to answer. And sure enough, what happened?
You did. You said, you know, they're going to answer, right? And I was like, I know, I feel it. I know they're going to answer.
And they answered, and you got to talk to somebody.
Yeah.
For our very first prayer call, you got to talk to somebody and let them know that there was someone who was praying for their situation. It was a pretty hard situation as well. And you got to pray for them. And then thus began our prayer team. And now we have, I want to say, what, 8 people on the prayer team? Something like that. And it just continues to grow and will continue. It will eventually, we think, will be our biggest department. Because as we continue to do volume and grow more people starting campaigns, we will have more and more people to pray for. So it's really exciting. So I wanted you really just to share in the next few minutes a couple of the memorable calls that you have had over the past couple of years of praying.
Okay.
Do you have anything that stand out?
I do. And it seems like every time I get on for prayer that there's at least one or two that just, you know, either bless me or surprise me or break my heart or something, you know, it's just, there's always something. But I had a lady whose daughter who had tried to commit suicide, and she had actually set herself on fire and burned 85% of her body. And, you know, just talking to this mama, and she was, you know, talking about the years of all the surgeries and the things that are going to be coming up. But her daughter was to the place, I mean, she had periods of being awake and she could talk. And, you know, she had decided she wanted to commit her life to, she wanted to do burn center care. And, you know, just it gave her a, not just a reason to live. I want to say that she, it just changed everything for her. And she knew that once she got through the hardest parts that, you know, her life was going to be different and she was going to make other people's lives different. You know, so that was, just now knowing that she...
We have a name for different calls. So we have like, when you make a phone call, you'll like mark it as like voicemail. If you talked on a voicemail or like a good call or a no answer, something like that. So we have like all these, but we have this special category of calls. And what do we call those calls?
So those are called God calls. And those are the calls that either, you know, it is just the right moment for prayer, whether they are walking in the hospital, you know, for a surgery, or they have, you know, something right immediate, an immediate need. And they say, this is absolutely perfect. You know, God had a stranger call me at just the right minute, and just to stop and pray right then.
So, yeah, so cool. So What other calls have you gotten where it's maybe been the right minute, or you really feel like God instrumented, because you're just calling through a list. Like this is just, we call it random, but we know it's not random because so many of these are at the exact right moment, but you're just calling randomly through a list, trying to catch up from the oldest campaigns that have started that need prayer up until the newest ones. And so what's something else that you feel like you called and it was exactly the right minute?
Well, I had one, this was just about 2 days ago. I called a lady who, her brother she was raising money for her brother who had heart issues. And, you know, this was, I guess the campaign was a couple weeks old. So I just, like you said, I have this list and I called her and she said that her brother had just passed away that morning. And that was her hard moment. She was on the way back from, you know, discussing cremation and, you know, burial plans and things like that when I called, and she said the same thing. This was absolute God timing. You know, she needed someone right then.
Yeah. You know, we get, so many, like if we leave a voicemail, if somebody doesn't answer, we get a lot of people either calling back and leaving us a voicemail, or they write us back, you know, shoot us a text to our prayer number and just let us know. And I'm just actually scrolling through some of these right now. And it is just so incredible the amount of people who are like, I can't believe, I can't believe someone's calling to pray for me from this big crowdfunding platform. You know, so you get that, you get the people who are like incredulous that this is actually happening. Do you ever get people that are angry about or confused or like, I don't want to talk to you, anything like that ever happen?
I have had twice. I've had people who in the middle of prayer, like they said, yes, you could pray for me, and in the middle they, you know, just hang up or they say never mind or something like that. I also had it was a pastor, and this has been months and months ago. And, you know, when I dial, of course, it doesn't have my cell phone number, you know, it has a different number. And when he answered, you know, and I told him why I was calling and everything, he said, you know, the only reason I am answering is because someone told me yesterday that I would get a call from this area code and that I should answer it because it would be a great encouragement to me. So I saw this area code, I answered it, and here you are, and let's pray. And I was just amazed. I'm like, you knew before, you know, before I did or anybody else. It was another God moment where he was like, I know someone is going to call tomorrow from wherever you are, you know.
Have you ever called and prayed for somebody who might not, because, you know, obviously as Christians, we believe in the power of prayer, but Give, Send, Go is not just for Christians. We get a lot of people of different religions or atheists, people who don't believe really any of it or not sure about it, also making campaigns because we stand for freedom. And so they use our platform as the alternative because they know we're not going to censor and things like that. So when you call somebody who might not be like, oh my gosh, God is so good, I love to talk to Jesus, you know, prayer is so important. Have you ever gotten a call where someone's like, I don't even know if I believe in prayer, or I'm not even a Christian? And what are the responses there when you call somebody that might not believe?
Well, first we get a lot of calls, and I feel like a lot of these might not be Christian too. They're just like, you're calling, why? You're calling to pray? Like who calls just to pray? And they're just, you know, amazed by it. I have had people from actual other religions, and they are still like, no, let's pray. Do you understand that I don't believe the same as you do? And I said, yes, but I feel like I can pray with you. And they are absolutely, you know, at least all the ones I've had have said, yes, let's pray.
Hello.
Hi, this is Claire. I'm a Give, Send, Go prayer partner, and I just called to see how I could be praying for you.
Did you know Give, Send, Go has a team of prayer partners solely dedicated to calling each and every campaign owner on our site to pray for them and their endeavors? That's because here at Give, Send, Go, we believe that prayer changes things.
Well, thank you so much. I needed to hear that today.
We could all use a little hope.
To receive a call from one of our prayer partners, go to www.givesendgo.com to start your campaign today.
I feel like think you told me a story once, and I don't necessarily remember it all. I don't know if you will, because I know you call so many people, so they can all, I'm sure, jumble. But I remember you talking about, I think it was a young man, and you called, and he's like, hey, I'm an atheist. Like, I don't even believe in this. And you were able to really encourage him, because he kept saying, I'm not sure, but... And then you're like, well, is there anything, you know, you don't have to believe, but I feel like God wanted me to call, because he's like wooing you to him. Like he wants some, he's trying to get your attention here. And then you prayed with him, and then you asked him if there's anything else you could be praying for. And didn't he open up about some family matters?
Yeah. And he said, you know, I am surrounded by people who profess Christ, and I have not seen in any of them what I've heard through this one phone conversation. And he was like, you know, you're making me rethink this. And, you know, thank you for being obedient, for calling, for, you know, for these things. Because when we started on the conversation, he was, I don't want to say edgy, but he was definitely kind of like, I don't know how I feel about this, you know? And so, you know, I prayed about his situation, and it really was like a God prayer. I wasn't, you know, and what we don't do like canned prayers, like Jesus bless this person, da da da, amen. You know, it really is. This is their situation, Lord. This is, you know, what I want to talk to you about. And so as I was praying, I felt it just, you know, continue to come. And by the end, he was, you know, that's what he said. I have not heard out of these people I'm surrounded by who profess Christ. I've not heard what I've heard just through this one conversation. And you're really making me rethink Christianity, because he did say he was an atheist.
Yeah. Yeah. And who knows, you know, these are the opportunities that we get, that we don't know where the seed has gone, who else God puts in his path, but we're just being obedient to what God is asking us to. I remember also you telling us this one time, I love this story about you were talking to this young man, and it was his brother had, like, I believe had passed away in a car accident or something like that. And when you called him, you know, being a 20-year-old or whatever, he was like, in tears that you would call, even as a 20-year-old, which you would think, you know, you hear of that age group today and they're all like, they don't care about anything. But when they're going through something devastating, having someone call and share a little hope. And then he asked you to do something that I thought was great. And you actually did it. What happened?
He said, he was so excited by the end of the prayer, it just stirred up. And he said, hey, would you call my mom and dad too? I know they would love prayer. And he gave me their phone numbers, and I said, I will call them right now. And I did. And it was, you know, I love that. It was beautiful. And they were overwhelmed as well. And I feel like I touched like a whole family that time, not just like, you know, like I got to go here and here and here. Yeah. And, you know, it spread farther.
It's funny to me, because, you know, I'm an emotional person, and then, you know, you have the prayer people, and they go into these situations that can be emotional. And it's funny that most of our prayer partners, like within the first week, I'll get a message from them that says, I hope it's okay if I cry on the phone once in a while. And I said, absolutely. Like, because you're walking into someone's situation and they're needing a listening ear. And they, a lot of times they're crying and they're sad, or they're living some emotion, and you step in and you feel that emotion, and you get to lift that to the Lord. And so as much as there's some heavy situations, we love that we can cry with people, and we can laugh with people, and we can share hope with people. It really is the essence of what we do, why we do these prayer calls. Any other prayer calls stick out to you? You know, I have something that that maybe you could tell us about. I remember you telling me about this guy that you called, and he was talking about fathers and being like a mentor to fathers. And then, so you finish up, it was a great conversation, both personally and like just the prayer time with this gentleman that you talked to. But then your very next phone call was somebody who was a father. Yeah. And I remember you calling me. You want to explain a little bit?
Yeah. So You want me to explain the first call?
Yeah, explain. Well, in general, you don't have to go very specific. But then what happened when you got, because it was like back-to-back phone calls that God said, no, I want you to connect this. So I think this is really cool too.
So the first one, I was talking to a gentleman, and that was, you know, his ministry is trying to reunite fathers with, you know, their children through whatever situation, there's some separation. And, you know, so that was his heart. And, you know, like you said, I prayed for him, but it also, you know, ministered to me personally too. And I was like, okay, you know, Lord, there's something here for me too. And so we got off the phone and I made my next phone call, and it was a person who, you know, was going through that same thing. They were separated from their children or child, you know, through a hard circumstance. And so, you know, I was like, okay, what I want to do is I want to hook them up with this person I just talked to and say, you know, this person could be a help and a resource. And, you know, it could really be, maybe this is a God thing, you know? And so I was like, Heather, is that okay? If I, you know, can I give this information, you know? But yeah, it was a wonderful connection right then. Like you said, it really was like God saying, okay, no, these two, you know, this needs to happen now.
Yeah. And it's just so cool. And we could go story after story. Like, stories are, I only hear the ones that I happen to either like scroll across or one of you tell me about, but it's just story after story after story after story of how prayer works. And we don't always even see the outcome of the prayer, but we know that we're speaking into people's situations. I remember this guy, he was going through cancer, and he was documenting it on YouTube. And so, like, he would daily or weekly, I don't even know how often, but would get on and say, today I feel like this, and these are my next steps for treatment, and I'm going through this. And he was walking it through, like, his YouTube channel of his cancer battle. And he had a campaign on Give, Send, Go for treatment and financial help for his treatment. And he was documenting his journey. And on one of his videos, he says, like, pretty much, and I'm paraphrasing, you know, today has been a hard day. I have a doctor's appointment. I don't feel good. I am dreading going in. They're just going to give me bad news. That's all the doctors do. Like, I almost like hate the doctors here. Like, I just don't want to do this. Like, I just feel blah, which anybody, we have those days. He was having an extreme day because he was also going through cancer treatment. And so he's documenting this. And then it cuts to him sitting in his car outside the clinic or wherever, hospital, wherever he was going. And he goes, oh my goodness, friends or whatever, I just got off the phone. So he's re-recording after his first beginning part, is, you know, a little bit later in the day. And he says, I'm sitting in my car, I'm about ready to go in to the doctor's. As you know, you heard my beginning, I'm having a rough morning. And all of a sudden, a stranger calls me. And it was one of our guy prayer team members. And he prayed for me on the phone. And when he prayed for me on the phone, he prayed exactly what God wanted me to hear. He prayed for the doctors, that they would have wisdom in my treatment and diagnosis and things like that. And he prayed for my spirit and for my body and for all these things. And he said, and it totally changed my mindset walking in here. Like, the doctors were not my enemies, you know, that this was like, God has given me these doctors to like be a part of my life. And because our prayer partner happened to call just randomly, this guy at this very minute that he was about to walk in, this guy was able to have a day that was seen through a different lens.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of how I want to end this conversation, is really just talking about, we get to do this at Give, Send, Go, but everybody watching can do this in your own life.
Yes.
People around you need prayer.
And, you know, I had, I called you one night after I had a certain call. I talked to this woman, and, you know, she had two very close family members who had just both killed themselves within weeks. And I called her, and she said to me, you don't even know how perfect this is. She said, I'm sitting here with my gun in my hand, and this is my lowest time. And that you would call right now at my hardest moment to pray for me. And she said, you saved a life tonight. And I mean, there's, you know, what can you say? There is nothing like that kind of God timing, you know?
There is not. And the thing is that, and that is a, like an incredible story. Like I always go, okay, it comes to mind whenever I'm like frustrated with the process or something's not working,
right?
Is that no, God is still moving, but
yeah.
And we get the privilege, our prayer team gets the privilege of calling people in their deepest need and being there and being God's hands and feet. But everybody watching this, there are people around you that yes. are at their darkest moment. It might be at the grocery store. It might be out in their yard. It might be in your church. It might be yeah. at the soccer field. You don't know, but yet you have that opportunity too, to walk up to somebody that you see or you feel God prompting you to, yes. and go up to them in person and say, hey, I feel like I'm supposed to pray for you. Can I pray for you? And you know what? Just like on phone calls, you get very rarely where someone's going to hang up on you.
Right.
Oh, it's that rare. Same thing. If you ask somebody to pray for them, the response is usually, oh my gosh, somebody cares about me, whether someone believes or doesn't believe. And we can be doing this in our own lives. I remember having a cashier when she was sitting there and she's a little grumpy, like as she was scrolling our stuff through, you know, and then yeah. I'm like, are you having a hard day? And she was like, oh, my shoulder just hurts or whatever. And I said, well, or maybe it was a headache. I don't even remember. I think it might've been a headache, my headache. I just have this pounding headache. And I said, so I didn't even like give her the chance to say no. I said, well, let me just pray with you. Dear Heavenly Father, I just pray for, and I looked at her name tag and I just prayed for her. She didn't get to say no. I didn't make it go on really long. I did a quick, immediate prayer. Yeah. And she was like, oh my gosh, thank you. Like, and you could just tell, like, it meant something. And we can do yes. the same thing. When you see someone that is at the grocery store and they're sitting there wiping a tear because they've left their house angry at their spouse and it's everything's falling apart. And they're now over in the cucumber aisle going, I just can't handle yes. this. You know, we've all been in situations where things feel overwhelming. And if, and you go, you know what, a lot of times we go, oh, we don't want to bother, right? Like we don't want to,
yeah.
but listen to that prompting of God.
Yes.
And say, you know, hey, looks like you're having a rough day. Let me just pray with you right now and just pray real quick. And I have a feeling that if we start to do this, it just ends up spreading because other people go, wait, I can now pray for people. So let's be bold. Let's not just keep it at Gifts and Go where right. we call on the back end to campaigns. Let's all take this outside of the walls of this tech company and be
Absolutely. Prayer.
So when you watch this podcast, comment, ask God to use you in your everyday life to pray for people around you.
Yes.
If someone comes to your heart, you pick up the phone and call that person and say, hey, I was thinking about you. Can I pray for you? Yes. Use these opportunities and then write in the comments because we'd love to hear how God is using you in your circle because he wants to use all of us. So thank you, Flo. Thank you for being obedient Absolutely. And joining our team and now stepping up to be the lead of the whole team and helping us organize it and making sure we're effective and efficient. So thank you very much. Do you want to close us in prayer?
Okay. All right. Lord God, I thank you so much for this opportunity. Lord, you are so good and you are so gracious and kind. And Lord, we know that you truly do bend your ear to listen. And you want to hear our praise, our requests, our just our everyday life, Lord. You delight in us and prayer just causes us to delight in you. And I thank you, God, just for the opportunity to reach out to people every single day, not just through Give, Send, Go, but people that I can see all around me. God, that is truly a area of ministry and we all have them. And so, God, I just ask you to embolden your people to look around them, to stop what they're doing, Lord, when they feel your prompting and to go over and to be the hands and feet of Jesus and to witness and to just pray for their need and for strength and for wisdom and all the things. God, there is no more effective weapon than prayer. And so I just, I thank you for that. And I thank you that it's something we can always do more of. And that, Lord, I just pray that we would strive to live a life of prayer day in and day out, God, just like we breathe in and out. May it be prayers continuously, Lord, like survival. And I thank you for Give, Send, Go. I thank you for the opportunity and the blessing it is to be part of the prayer team and just this unique company. God, there is no one else, no one else like this. And so we just thank you for calling us, for choosing us, and for using us, Lord, to share the hope of Jesus through crowdfunding. We love you, Lord, and I thank you, and I ask you to bless every single person who hears this. And God, may they hear your voice today and your calling and your prompting, and to go and do the things that you've called them to do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, thank you again, Flo, for joining us. I hope everybody watching has enjoyed hearing a little bit on the inside scoop of what we do here in our prayer team. If you have a prayer request that you would like us to be praying for, you can go to givesendgo.com, and up at the top, there's a discover button. And underneath that is something called our prayer wall. And you can go in and you can list publicly or anonymously prayer request or praise on our prayer wall, and people go and use that as a place to be praying for others. And you can also use that as a place if you're looking to pray for people. Go to our prayer wall and you can let people know you're praying for their requests. So thanks again for watching. Thank you again, Flo, for having us.
Thank you.
As always, continue to shine brightly. Yes. See you next time on the Give, Send, Go Spotlight. Thank you. Yo.